Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And of course, as always, you can take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Nikki,
and Aria.
And normally, Aria, you are in the driver's seat on a Wednesday night, but tonight you barely were able to make it into the studio. For our listeners that didn't get to tune in last night, it had something to do with what we did in our after show.
Yeah, I'm sort of having flashbacks sitting here. Like, I put the headphones on. I was like, oh god, they're still gonna be sweaty from last night. When, for those who didn't watch, I ate a habanero followed by a ghost pepper followed by half of a Carolina Reaper.
Habanero, you had no problem with. You didn't even have to go for the milk.
Right.
Ghost pepper, you probably went through like a tenth of the milk, and then when you got to the Reaper, which you only ate half of, you definitely downed like another third of that jug of milk.
Yeah, I downed close to half of a gallon of milk last night. And I mean, it doesn't really help unless you're actively drinking it, so yeah. It's not a pleasant experience. And of course, then I was up this morning vomiting, even though it was long since.
My God.
Out of my stomach. But
now, did you vomit
pleasant.
The last time you did the Reaper challenge?
I did not. And I think the difference this time was just the quantity of peppers that I ate.
But last time you did two Reapers, didn't you? Didn't you eat two
That's
whole
true.
Reapers?
That's true.
This time you only ate a half, plus a ghost pepper and a habanero.
But this one was fresh, right?
That's true.
So I think
that makes
a difference. I think it does.
It wasn't any hotter than the dehydrated one.
Last time you did this was, you were at home, you did your own video stream, I think, of it.
Yeah.
Did you find that this was more disruptive during the overnight, meaning you were staying up in pain more this time than you were last time?
Oh, yes. I slept fine last time.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, it hurt the next day,
yeah.
But I slept through it just fine, and that was not the case last night. For those who want to watch us suffer, you can find it at video.freetalklive.com.
That's
you,
right. It's
you
there.
Mostly watch Conan suffer
it's
because...
It's really hard.
Yeah, that was really intense. I was not expecting that reaction from him.
And you're a nurse, Nikki,
yeah.
and I'm glad you were on hand last night. I mean, we didn't plan for you to be here. You just kind of came over.
Yeah.
Conan, no one has seen this reaction. People were looking online to see if there was any other reaction like this. He was unable to open his hands. So he was like clenching his hands to some extent, although it wasn't a true clench because he could like touch his fingers with his like arm and move them.
He just had no control over his fingers.
Yeah,
it was a weird nervous system reaction that I've never seen before. I mean, he could barely speak. At one point, I was like, "Is this guy having a stroke?" Like we literally did like a stroke
he
test
did sound
on
like
him.
It. Yeah. He sounded like Conan.
I had a friend who isn't in the medical field suggests that he went into shock to protect the rest of his body.
Mm. Yeah, that could be, actually.
And he also described it as that he was tripping, basically. He was
he
on
did.
Some sort of a very strange high, which was both painful and... Well, and then he said later that the pain had subsided completely, but the symptoms that he was having were with him for like a half an hour, it seemed like, afterwards. So the pain went away, and then he was just like crippled for a short period of time.
I tend to think his body just like shut off the pain receptors, however that works, because it was too intense.
It was pretty wild. I'd never seen anything like that. Luckily, he got better. You say you've spoken with him today.
I have. He's,
and he's doing okay.
He's doing better than I
better
am.
Better than you. Okay.
So that's interesting. So he had more of an immediate reaction, and you had more of a
long-term,
yeah.
But he
I knew that was going to be the case. The last time I did this, I was fine eating them that night, and it was the next day that I was like, no, I'm never doing that again. And that's because you feel it going through your GI tract, and it's horrifyingly painful
every
step of
the way. You know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And having experienced that again today, I'm like, yeah, this time's for sure. I'm never eating another Carolina Reaper.
But that's what you said last time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, if you want to see it for yourself, head on over to video.freetalklive.com. It's the most recent show, unless you're listening to this later, and then it will be the one prior to this one. So check that out. There's all kinds of interesting stuff in the news. One of the stories we didn't get to last night about the Southwest Airlines pilots that have been successful in getting Southwest to change its policy about vaccination mandates, plus In-N-Out Burger refusing to enforce San Francisco's vaccine mandate as well, which, and they're speaking out about this, which is really cool.
Statement is awesome.
Yeah, we'll share what they had to say here. Plus, the metaverse. What is it? Well, Facebook is pimping it, so you know it's probably bad news. But then, on the other hand, Facebook is also being threatened by the government over their crypto, quote-unquote cryptocurrency, which I'm still not sure if it's actually a cryptocurrency or not. But we can talk about all of those things. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. But, of course, I think the news that all three of us wanted to mention here tonight, and, I mean, I don't know if there's a whole lot to say about it, but Bitcoin, once again, has hit a new all-time high.
Yep, since last year, April 14th. No, this year, April 14th. Yep, which, and that was 64,000 something.
It was 64,900, if I according to the research that I did. And today it almost hit 67, I think.
Yep, yeah, it was close up there.
Yeah, so 66, I think, is where it's floating at around right now.
I'm still expecting to see 100,000 by the end of the year. I would be shocked if we don't see it.
That's doable.
Yeah. I mean, especially at this rate. It's up something like 10% in the last week or the last month or something. I don't remember. Because I can't just pull these up and monitor them. I have to go off secondhand information, but it's up significantly.
Yeah, I can give it to you here. Actually up 60% in the last month.
Yeah.
60. Wow, okay.
Yeah, a month ago, it was down in the 40,000 range.
Yeah.
Wow. Low 40s.
I think at one point, yeah, it was about there. And then I didn't check it for like a few weeks. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it went up $15,000 since the last time I checked.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it just jumps.
So, stocks are also at an all-time high.
Stocks are?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I think is more evidence that Bitcoin isn't really going up right now.
It's
a
weakening dollar.
Yeah. The dollar is getting weaker.
Some would say the dollar is at an all-time low.
Yeah.
That certainly seems to be the case.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel sorry for people that are holding up. Something else I saw today, Aria, it was Charlie Shrem, old school Bitcoiner. He posted on Twitter, remember back in April, May of 2020 when you were on the air suggesting that people take their stimulus, $1,200 quote-unquote stimulus payment, and put that into cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Do you know what that $1,200 is now worth? If you put it all into Bitcoin BTC, go ahead, take a guess.
$8,000.
$12,000.
Oh, wow.
Well, hopefully 10X. Someone out there took that advice.
Yeah, 10X in 1 year, like a year and 5 months. Pretty
impressive.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
I mean, there's no other asset or class of things on the planet that matches Bitcoin in its value returns.
Yeah, and, you know, Bitcoin, will it be on top forever? Probably not. At some point, I think there's going to be a Bitcoin killer. I don't know what it's going to be. We have no idea. It could be something that hasn't been invented yet, or it could be something that's sort of sitting down in the, like, you know, way down the ranks of cryptocurrencies in the 200, 300, 500 range that all of a sudden just blows up. I mean, I'm not saying this is it, but a good example of this is, like, this isn't even really a cryptocurrency, but one of those things is a good example of a thing just blowing up. The Shiba Inu. I mean, have you heard about this?
Dogecoin?
No.
No, there's a new one, right?
Somebody came out with a weak-ass copycat of Doge a year ago, called it Shiba Inu.
Okay.
But it's just a token. So Dogecoin is its own cryptocurrency.
So this is like an ERC-20 token?
This is just another token.
Okay.
But they labeled it Shiba Inu, and they put a little Doge icon on it, and then 1 year, 1 year later, the thing is going crazy. It's a top 13, like it broke into the top 10 last week.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it's just just another useless token. But because it's the meme, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you know, once again, I'm just terrible at doing any kind of, you know, Bitcoin investing. I should have, when that thing came out, been like, oh, internet loves this thing. Should just buy some. Somebody said if you put $1,000 into Shiba Inu a year ago, you'd have like $200 million.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just nuts.
I mean, it's also true about Dogecoin. If you had put $1,000 into it like 4 or 5 years ago, it would be worth millions.
But the crazy thing is, it's now competing like neck and neck with Dogecoin.
How's Doge doing these days? Last I heard it was like 22 cents or something
like that. It's just floating around there. But this thing has risen up to like challenge Dogecoin at this point. And it's not even a real cryptocurrency. It's just a token. Somebody went to a token generator and said, blast me out of, I don't know, 500 trillion of these things, because there's a ton of them. We're coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. We'll talk about those companies pushing back against the...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nikki.
And Aria.
Hey, you don't want to forget about Bitcoin.com. If you are seeing this craziness about Bitcoin right now with the price up to $66,000 as we speak, a record high reached today, close to around 67. So it is for everyone who purchased some amount of Bitcoin prior to today and held on to it, you're up. Yep, that's just the fact at this point. So if you didn't panic sell during one of the many drops, because Bitcoin goes up and Bitcoin goes down, if you didn't panic sell, you're ahead.
Better to panic buy.
Congratulations on being ahead if you did that. But go to Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new, if you're listening to this and you're saying, all right, I put this off long enough, I need to learn about Bitcoin, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and that will take you some videos. You can watch the first one there. I think it's going to be 3 minutes of your time. That will give you the basics about what is it that makes this different. What is it that makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, because they focus on those two, because there's thousands of cryptocurrencies out there, and it can be super overwhelming, but keep it simple. Just what are the basics of this technology? What do you need to know that makes it different from everything that has come before? And that is what you will learn when you go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. Plus, if you're not brand new to crypto, you want to get the latest news headlines and information about the world of cryptocurrency, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So we're discussing just sort of generally the amazing success of Bitcoin, and right now, in fact, let's see what the current, because there's some interesting statistics out there, and one of them is the market cap. The market cap of Bitcoin. So what that means is there is currently, I think, like 18, 19 million Bitcoin in existence. There's going to be a maximum of 21 million down the line. Right now, 18.8 and change million Bitcoin. You take that number and you multiply it by the current price, and you get the market cap, the total value of all of the Bitcoin in circulation, allegedly in circulation. Some of it's lost forever, but we don't know how much that is. And it's currently over $1.2 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah. That crossed the $1 trillion mark a little while back. I saw somebody post today online that apparently if Bitcoin, or when, I guess, Bitcoin crosses like in the early 70,000 range, I don't remember if it was like 73 or 75,000, but like once Bitcoin gets through $75,000, Bitcoin's market cap will have exceeded the market cap of silver.
Nice.
Wow.
That's pretty big. In fact, Bitcoin's market cap also, I believe, if it's not Bitcoin, it might be all of crypto. But I'll have to double check this. I think it's just Bitcoin. It is, I believe, now the 13th largest money on the planet. Like, if you look at all the government monies out there, I think it just, like, exceeded Sweden as far as the krona or whatever it is that they've got over there, the value, the market cap of that government money. And so when you compare it to the other governments on the planet, it is like ranked at number 13.
Right. So there's more money in Bitcoin than there is in Sweden?
That's correct.
I wonder where the USD ranks.
I'm going to guess that's number one, but I'll have to pull up. I'll see if we can find the list. I don't remember who it was that shared that one, but just some fascinating, little tidbits out there about this this amazing thing that, honestly, Bitcoin itself, it's not the most useful of cryptocurrencies. It's sort of turned into like a digital gold where people want to get it and hoard it and not really do anything with it because of the crazy fees that you have to pay. Although right now they're not as crazy as they have been, although you're still probably going to pay like a buck or something like that for a Bitcoin transaction, which is
not bad.
To me, it's a dollar too much. I mean, it really, you should be paying like a cent or 2 cents or something like that to move cryptocurrency around. So.
I mean, that tells you how broken Bitcoin is, that, transaction fee is a dollar. And I'm like, oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I've also seen transaction fees of like $20, $30 and stuff like that.
Me too, yeah.
It's been a while, but that will likely come back as the insanity ramps up again as more and more people start to jump on the train. Because as we've seen in the summer, or not the summer, but in the fall and winter of 2013, and then again in 2017, and then again last year, we've seen these run-ups at the very end of the year. So, you know, and we can't predict the future. There's no guarantee that the same thing's going to happen in 2021. But if it's anything like the last few run-ups, that's why you said, Ari, you're thinking 100,000 by the end of the year. If it holds true to what it has done, then that's very realistic, I think.
I hope so.
And then we can get rid of the laser eyes.
Yeah.
from social media.
I know.
So, you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. There's always a bunch of stuff in the news about cryptocurrency. In fact, we talked about this plan by Facebook to launch a cryptocurrency. You guys remember a couple of years ago, I think it was like 2019.
Well, they're launching a digital currency. That's about all we know.
Yeah, it's changed form in a few different ways since they first announced it. Originally, it was going to be like this consortium of different corporations that was going to come together to still make it quote-unquote decentralized, but it was still run by a bunch of corporate entities. So, like, whether or not it's actually cryptographically secure and decentralized, I don't really know what the current structure of it is, but regardless, Facebook wants to do this thing, and they made the mistake of coming out and announcing it in advance and saying, look, we're doing this thing. We're going to come out with this thing.
Well, they needed investors. They didn't need investors,
no,
they wanted investors.
Yeah, and they already had some people, like, you know, that they talked to privately. They didn't have to make a public announcement about it, but they did.
And I don't know how it would have gone over if Facebook and PayPal and Visa and all of these other companies were just having secret dark room communications about it, smoking cigars.
It probably would have leaked out at some point, but if they hadn't have announced it, then they could have just released it, and then they wouldn't have had to go through this, you know, horrific governmental process that they have to go through. I mean, look, I don't feel bad about anything Facebook has to do, but at the same time, I also don't like the idea of government standing in the way of anybody doing whatever it is that they want to do. And
well,
so,
it's easier to ask forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
I tend to agree with that.
That's true.
And now, according to various different websites, CoinDesk and Cointelegraph, among them, a group of senators say that Facebook cannot be trusted to launch a digital currency. In a Tuesday letter, U.S. Senators blah, 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 and Elizabeth Warren and some others ordered Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to, quote, immediately discontinue the company's pilot of Novi, which is intended to be its name for the wallet that they're coming up with, and end its work on the Diem stablecoin project. The lawmakers said Facebook cannot be trusted to protect user data or manage a payments network in an open letter Tuesday, just hours after Facebook announced that it was launching a pilot program for its Novi Wallet subsidiary in the U.S. and Guatemala. Under the pilot project, Facebook will let users purchase Paxos dollars and custody the funds with Coinbase. Quote, we urge you to immediately discontinue your Novi pilot and commit that you will not bring Diem to market, the lawmakers wrote on Tuesday. And I've actually got the copy of the letter itself here, just to give you an idea of these people and who they think. They just think they can tell anybody what to do, as though,
well, they're power-hungry psychopaths.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then give some of the good companies out there that are refusing to obey the government, which I really love to see that happen. We're coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Human remains were found in a Florida park near personal items belonging to fugitive Brian Laundrie. The FBI reporting on Wednesday that the partial human remains have been found in Florida's Carlton Reserve in a location that was previously underwater. The special agent in charge of the FBI Tampa field office, Michael McPherson, updating the public about the investigation.
This is an active and ongoing investigation, so we ask the public to maintain distance from any law enforcement personnel, equipment, vehicles, and other related activity for the safety of the public and to protect the integrity of our work.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the use of COVID-19 boosters from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and says that people can receive a different brand of vaccine as a booster than they did for their initial shots. USA Radio News. President Biden is making an appearance in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday to pitch his multi-trillion dollar spending package.
In the Build Back Better plan, I got more money for passenger rail than the entire Amtrak system cost to begin with. We're going to change the nation in a big way.
Amtrak did receive $1 billion in COVID relief money in early 2020, although it still did not turn a profit in fiscal 2020, losing $801 million. Confess killer Nicholas Cruz is pleading guilty to the 2018 Florida high school massacre. The mass murder claimed the lives of 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Speaking to the courtroom, Cruz saying the shooting gives him nightmares. Cruz also said he was sorry to his victims several times and asked the judge to give him a second chance so he could try to help others. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in here if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, got Ian,
Nikki,
and Aria. And of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking a little bit about cryptocurrency, and that led into a discussion about the latest on the Facebook quote unquote cryptocurrency that they are going to be offering to people called Diem. And again, they changed the name. It was going to be Libra, I think, and then it was Diem, and now they've got a wallet that's called Novi. And apparently they're moving ahead. And that has really upset some of these government goons in the U.S. Senate. And they sent a letter to Mark Zuckerberg, and I've got the actual text of that letter here just to give you some idea of, you know, just how pushy these people are, how much they think they own you and your companies, and that they can just boss you around even without any law. Because this is just five senators writing a letter. This isn't like...
Yeah, and they have no authority to enforce anything they've said in their letter.
Have you read this thing?
No.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter what they said.
Yeah.
The senators don't have the authority to do what they're... Whatever it is they're threatening.
And legally, Facebook can do this, right? Like, Facebook isn't breaking any laws by creating this wallet and this digital currency or cryptocurrency or whatever.
From what I can tell, they're not. I mean, you know Facebook's got a ton of lawyers.
Yeah, of course.
And so, like, those lawyers have been doing all of the necessary research to make sure, all right, can we take this step? Okay, can we take this next step? All right, let's do it. And they're doing it, and that's why these senators are... It says it's an order, but it's not an order. It's just begging. It's just, please don't do this, and trying to sound tough about it. So we'll share that with you coming up here. But, of course, your calls and thoughts go first. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave from RidleyReport.com.
Hey, guys. I called yesterday, you know, to update you on the executive council fiasco where they arrested all those people in New Hampshire.
You mean the completely, like, peaceful people who weren't even really protesting in any meaningful way? They went up and arrested two people who were sitting down during this public executive council meeting where they were going to potentially approve $27 million from the federal government in COVID stimulus money or whatever that was going to be used, if they accepted it, to pimp the vaccine here in New Hampshire. And two people were just, two of the, quote, ringleaders of the activists were just sitting there in the audience. And cops came up and arrested them, and then subsequently arrested seven more people who might have spoken out after that. But that's what you're referring to. That happened last week. And then the good news was the executive council actually voted 4-1 to reject the $27 million from the federal government, making New Hampshire the only state of all 50 states to have rejected any federal COVID money, which is amazing.
So this notice that I just got from ReopeningH.com, which is run by a free stater, I believe.
Or that's right.
He's very close to the top. He founded it. I should back up a little bit. The news yesterday, of course, was that they were going to try, this governor was going to try an end run, and the bureaucracies were going to try to go through a fiscal committee, the fiscal committee, instead of the executive council initially, and then the fiscal committee would take it back to the executive council to try to get another vote. I think that's my understanding of what the new threat was of them taking this money.
But it would still have to go through the same executive council, who I presume would realize that they're being asked to take on the same $27 million, and hopefully they would do the same thing, because I don't think these activists are going to let up. I don't think if they hear that there's going to be another try on this $27 million, another few hundred activists are going to show up to that next meeting and remind these executive counselors that they're not going away. So I don't think this would get through a second time, but what did you hear?
So that was the threat yesterday. Reopen asked people to flood the committee with emails. They did. I even sent emails to the whole committee. I got a response too. But apparently they've already backed down. The bureaucracy that was going to push it through has already withdrawn the request for the committee. And so they have another victory. I was shocked they were able to achieve that so fast.
That's awesome. They've got a good organization there at Reopen NH, and it's all been created within the last year or so. So kudos to them.
The important thing, I should probably read this. They said that this money would have funded 13 new agents dedicated to promoting the vaccine to people who don't want it. You know, so you just imagine these 13 agents wandering the streets of New Hampshire, stopping people or going to people's doors or, you know, and there are other problems with this money, but really ultimately no money should be accepted by any state from the federal government because it's all stolen property.
No doubt about it. Dave, anything else you want to share?
No federal money, I guess I should say. Yeah.
Anything else, Dave?
That is all.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's see Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Let's go to Major Payne. Calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major Payne.
Hey, peace, people.
Hey.
Yeah, you intrigued me with your edits tonight. I'm thinking about the crypto cat busting the silver wall.
Yeah.
But I want to give kudos first off to New Hampshire for not taking any government money. I have never sucked on the 18-16 teats that the government pig seems to throw in your face, but that's a whole other story for another day. The whole thing, I think that most realists disagree with on the cryptocurrency is silver has antibacterial properties. I can make a belt buckle, I can make an arrowhead, I can make anything. I can make the most conductive solder out of silver.
Right, sure.
But the crypto is fairy dust. And it's hard to wrap your head around it.
Can you send silver in an instant to somebody halfway across the world?
No, I can't. But I don't. I have very little faith in the inner tube. I mean, people get hacked all the time.
It's not for everybody, bro. I mean, I'm not here to convince you to do something you don't want to do. I'm not here to try to sell you on some sort of idea that you can't see any value in. If you don't see the value in being able to transfer value in an instant to somebody somewhere across the world, you don't trust it, well, then probably nothing I say is going to help you with that. Like, if you think the entire internet is not trustworthy, then okay, don't do it. But if you
plus with silver, I mean, you have to worry about it getting intercepted or stolen or untrustworthy
some
carriers.
Some customs guy's going to jack your silver if you try to send it across the world. You could probably send it across the country fairly safely, you know, because they need a warrant, theoretically, to open up your mail here in the United States. But on the other hand, if you were to understand that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are what they call open source, which means that the source code, the programming, can be read and audited by anybody who knows programming, and I don't. I could have gone that direction in my life, but I chose not to. I chose I wanted to do radio instead of, you know, be a programmer. Aria, do you do any programming at all?
Not in a level that would let me understand the Bitcoin source code, though.
Yeah. Nikki, I presume.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, but we know people who are that level of geek. And they are, you know, more than willing to look into these things. Bitcoin is probably, as far as open source code is concerned, probably some of the most, if not the most, looked at code on the planet. And the reason why is because there's money behind it, right? There's a lot of money. $1.2 trillion worth of value is behind Bitcoin. So you better believe that there are a lot of people out there that want to make sure that there's not some CIA backdoor in this code, or that there's not something other janky going on with this code. They want to make sure it's rock solid and that it is trustworthy.
And as far as we can tell, that's what they've determined.
Yeah. And the proof of it is it hasn't been hacked.
I've already been violated on the internet. I just got done dealing with the Social Security Administration. Many years ago, I was shanghaied by the feds out west, and I never got my wallet back from the property room.
Mm-hmm.
So about a year later, I got a letter from the state saying that during the year I was incarcerated, that somebody had paid a whole lot of money, and I owe $2,000 worth of taxes to the state of Michigan. They put a lien on my property.
Oof.
Okay, so I work under the table most of the time.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Well, in that case, you might want to look into something called Monero, which is what they call a privacy coin, which is untraceable internet money. But Major Payne, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, if you don't have the time to look into it, you want to stay the way you are, then stay the way you are. More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. And want to let you know about Intercoin as well. I've told you about Intercoin before. It can help you if you've got a business or an organization, launch your own currency or raise money using your own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org and enter your email there, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself over at Intercoin.org. All right, so we're going to continue with the news about this Facebook coin thing that they've been developing for a while, which originally they had said it was going to be a basket of currencies, sort of averaged.
Well, they said
together.
It was going to be backed by a basket of currencies.
Right, right.
I'm really confused what they're doing here because they said they're using the PAX
dollar. They canceled that idea.
Yeah, but they're
the
using the PAX
thing.
Dollar, right?
That's what they're doing now. But they threw out the basket of currencies.
What role is Facebook playing in this then?
They're the promoter
of Paxos coin?
Basically, it's what it sounds like at this point. So,
and they're being held with Coinbase rather than Paxos.
Apparently. Yeah. So for listeners that don't know, Paxos is one of the myriad of different stablecoin issuers out there. So a stablecoin is what?
It's a coin that's value doesn't change. Or is it supposed to change?
It's backed by a thing. Right? So in the case of Paxos dollars, presumably the company Paxos has a bunch of actual dollars in a vault or a bank account somewhere. And they could have something that's sort of the equivalent of dollars as well, like U.S. Treasuries or something like that. So some of them try to kind of do investments with the money and still have quote-unquote dollars. But basically, just
like fractional reserve banking, basically.
Well,
they don't really have the money anymore, but on the books, they say they do.
I mean, it's the U.S. Treasury. What are the chances that could ever fail?
Looking pretty good with that trillion-dollar coin they're still talking about.
So the idea is, Facebook is apparently just, they've completely gone out of their original design, which was going to be their own thing, and it was going to have all these companies on board, like MasterCard and PayPal, and it seems like that's just all been thrown out at this point, and now you can just get Paxos dollars under this pilot project. So maybe it's going to change in the future, but... It's just a stablecoin wallet. Facebook's going to give you a stablecoin wallet. That's what they're going to do.
Okay, but not as awful as it could be.
No. No, and they should be able to do this. And to have these senators freaking out over this. Let me just read to you the actual letter from these various senators, including the one from Massachusetts. What's her name?
Elizabeth Warren.
Warren, yeah. Dear Mr. Zuckerberg. Policymakers are once again facing a scandal involving reports about Facebook's relentless pursuit of profits at the expense of its users. The most recent...
That's what they exist to do, though, is to make money.
Yes, but they're hurting their users, you see, and so therefore they're bad.
Their users are welcome to stop using Facebook if they feel like they're being hurt.
Yeah,
unlike the people being ruled over by these senators.
Yeah, I would love to hit the stop button on the senators and have them never, and all their goons never talk to me again.
That would be wonderful.
They say the most recent allegations detail Facebook's knowing use of algorithms that harm adolescents and teens, particularly girls. Facebook has repeatedly shown itself indifferent to the harms its products cause. Given the scope of the scandals surrounding your company, let alone the scandals surrounding these senators or the government or, you know, killing innocent people, let's just put all that aside. I love it when these people act like there's some sort of moral authority towards anyone.
Well, they believe that they are.
Yeah.
Because they are the legal authority.
Because they're mentally ill.
They're psychos.
And might is right. We write to voice our strongest opposition to Facebook's revived effort to launch a cryptocurrency and digital wallet, now branded as Diem and Novi, respectively. In October of 2019...
So wait, they are still launching Diem?
Whatever that's going to mean.
It's very unclear.
Yeah. In October 2019, Senator Schatz, great name for a senator, and Brown wrote to members of the DM Association's predecessor, the Libra Association, and expressed deep concerns about the risks the project posed to consumers and the financial system. See, they really believe that Facebook is going to destroy the financial system.
I understand their concern. I mean, Facebook is, honestly,
it's big,
more powerful than the American government, if it really came down to it.
Certainly more people interact with Facebook's product on a daily basis than they do any kind of government service, right?
Or with the USD. I mean, Facebook is worldwide. Something like a little over half the people on the planet have a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
So they're huge.
Facebook subsequently shelved Libra amid regulatory scrutiny, but you did not address our concerns before resuming this endeavor. On multiple occasions, Facebook has committed not to launch a digital currency absent federal financial regulators' approval. In prepared remarks before the House Financial Services Committee in October of 2019, you said that Facebook would, quote, not be a part of launching the Libra payment system anywhere in the world unless all U.S. regulators approve it, unquote.
All?
That's allegedly a quote from Zuckerberg. They're writing to Zuckerberg here. More recently, David Marcus, the executive overseeing Facebook's digital currency efforts, said, quote, "We are definitely not going to launch without the proper regulatory framework," unquote. Despite these assurances, Facebook is once again pursuing digital currency plans on an aggressive timeline and has already launched a pilot for Payments Infrastructure Network, even though these plans are incompatible with the actual financial regulatory landscape, not only for DM specifically, but also for stablecoins in general. The agencies that oversee the U.S. financial system are studying the risks that stablecoins pose to financial stability. They're saying, whoa, Facebook, you're going way too fast here. You can't just be coming out with a stable coin. It could destroy all of the other stable coins and the financial industry.
Facebook has done less evil things than destroying the American financial system.
If Facebook could destroy the American financial system, I'd go out and buy some DM. Like, if I thought they would actually, you know, do something like
this. I'm with you, man. I can't now, but I was initially planning on buying some because... Why the hell not?
Good point. It's probably a cryptocurrency, so my bail conditions would prohibit me from doing that. But if it's not a cryptocurrency, and they still think it would destroy the financial system, I don't like Facebook. I don't have an account on Facebook.
I like Facebook more than I like the American government.
Yeah, although that said, I'm not willing to create a new Facebook account or reactivate my other Facebook account to do this. So I'm just saying.
If it was going to bring down the American financial system,
but it's not going to, and that's the thing. These people believe that it could, and I find that particularly amusing because all Facebook is proposing is to just have another stablecoin. They're just proposing to do it. The whole basket of currency thing is off the table. They said they wouldn't do that. Now, maybe they'll change their minds and decide they're going to do it again. But as of the last I've heard, Diem is just supposed to be Facebook stablecoin based on the dollar. So and how is this going to hurt the financial system? I just don't understand. Why do they think?
Well, because people would trade in Diem via Facebook and Facebook Messenger, which, more than half the planet uses, rather than trading in USD or PayPal or Cash App or any of these others, because they're, imagine how simple it would be to just open Facebook Messenger, to click your friend's name, and immediately send them money.
Right, without having to put in a bank card or something like that.
It would be extraordinarily easy, and it would be a game changer. As evil as Facebook is, that level of technology would crush the competition.
I don't know if that level of access. But yeah, I mean, it would definitely be a new competitor, and it would make it easy for Facebook users. Because I remember they were coming out with the Facebook payments thing.
They still have that
around the time. Yeah, it was right around the time I was leaving, I think, Facebook in 2018 or whatever. So I've seen people sign up for it. I've seen the process, and like you have to have a card, right? Like a debit card from a bank, and you got to go through those, jump through some hoops. And so this would change that. But is it going to kill the banking industry? Is it going to kill the Federal Reserve?
I doubt it.
No. It's going to be a competitor. And they're acting like this thing is the end of the world for them, and it's frankly ridiculous.
See, I think that it could be. If Facebook used their own platform to promote their little payment system that they're creating that uses Paxos or whatever, or Diem, I don't know that the U.S. government or any government could counter the propaganda and be like, no, you should continue using USD.
But they are going to be using USD. It's a USD-backed stablecoin. This doesn't take away power from the USD. All it does is it makes it so the banks don't get money out of this.
Right.
The bankers aren't involved in the transactions.
Yeah, but that would bring down the American financial system if the banks just stopped making money.
Well, the banks have a lot of problems to deal with anyway. True. But and this is going to be a burden, but I don't think it's going to be as big as they think it is. But I want to go on because they've got some specific complaints against Facebook. It's actually a relatively short letter considering it's from politicians. So they're relatively short-winded in this particular case. We'll share some of their other complaints here, what they think is going to happen with this Facebook currency. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.